toward Rensselaer and was principal there in a grade elementary, elementary school for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And from there I went to Newland and taught there 1 year. I was there when during the Lindbergh kidnapping. That's why I remember it so well. And then after that, Nyman, two different hitches in Wheatfield, and several hitches here at Taft, and I finished teaching here at Taft, and I completed my 30th year.
Mm-hmm. The Taft is, that's a high school or an elementary school?
It was both.
Both, I see.
From 1916 on, when the high school started.
Mm-hmm. And you retired when?
Oh my, it's been just about 20 years ago.
Oh.
From teaching. Then I continued farming until about 10 years ago, and I retired from that. I still help out the farm, work there.
So you really know a good deal about farming, too, in addition to...
Yes, yes, I grew up with farming.
Mm-hmm. That's good, because that's one problem. The questionnaire itself has proven itself to be a pretty good one, but it was originally designed in the late 20s, early 30s. And there are some cultural differences. I mean, even concerning farming, there's a lot of technical differences. They don't do things
right.
the way they used
that's
to.
Right.
And it's hard to find people that are familiar, you know, with some of the old ways of doing things. Mm-hmm. This is, if I can interrupt for a minute, what's your background? Just
I was born and grew up in Rensselaer. Nationality, I don't know, a little bit of everything, I guess. I've always been told Scotch, Irish, Pennsylvania Dutch, yeah. But really, I don't know.
But your parents are from Rensselaer too, and grandparents?
No, my father was born over at Madarryville, and my mother was an infant in Chicago at the Chicago Fire.
Ah.
And then her mother was a widow at the time,
mm-hmm.
and she remarried, and then my grandparents then in Chicago moved down into this area. DeMott first, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, my dad was postmaster over at Wheatfield, and then he ran for County Recorder and was elected, and the folks moved to Rensselaer before I was born.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up there.
So, did you finish high school, or?
Yes, I finished high school and took 2 years of teacher training. That was all that was required to teach.
Mm-hmm.
I got in a little later than he did. I couldn't get by with 1 year.
Well,
I taught school for 3 years, and then Wes and I were married, and I didn't teach it.
Well,
we both taught long enough to get our life license.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I've been at it for, this is my fifth year, I guess. So, that's, you know, not counting in graduate school. At this point, it takes longer, a lot longer than it's really worth to get.
I expect, that's right.
I wonder if I could maybe get started. I just wondered maybe, again, some of these things are generally, if there's an obvious answer to the question, that's really what we're looking for. These are extremely unsubtle. And so, you know, just say the first thing, it pops into
your... So we're through with the preliminaries now.
Well, I don't know. Is there anything you want to add?
No, I just wondered.
I get a number of stuff conversationally, actually. That's why I'm sitting here jotting down notes. Well, what do you call a sort of weather condition we had this morning? Made it dangerous to drive.
It was a fog.
Uh-huh. So you could say that this morning it was...